My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And we've got a hockey game tonight. The home opener, really, does it or does it not feel like the season opener?
Yes, it feels like the season opener.
If only it were.
Yeah. It'd be nice to not be looking up at already having played two more games than most of the league.
I'm telling you, like, you'll remember, the Sabres hire Lindy Ruff. I've been very chilly about them for years, you know, just like, I'm not you when it comes to hockey. Mm-hmm. I need them to be good to really be interested naturally, genuinely. So Ruff returns, and I immediately, my thoughts drifted to tonight. And going to the game, like, it just all came back to me. Going to this game, looking at him across the way, thinking of my life and just how much time has gone by, and kind of just nostalgic and excited. I did go to a preseason game on my own, and I did some of that. Not the same, though. But those two games, maybe it's only because they lost both, but those two games last week completely took that adrenaline for tonight away. Like 0-2. I got Jeremy this morning talking about just lead them in shots and I'll feel good, you know? Just win the shots. Moral victories.
Don't get booed.
Don't get booed, he said.
Don't give up a goal before the first TV timeout. A goal against, and preferably not two. Obviously, if you don't give up a goal, you have no chance of giving up two.
Isn't that mostly because of the two games? Or would it be like that anyway, at 0-0? I think those two games.
No, I think the two games really. It's hard to not react to them the way you reacted to games in the middle of last season that felt like no shows or just not good enough or however you want to describe what happened in Prague in those two games against the Devils. I didn't like them much at all on Friday. I think I hated him on Saturday, so it's hard to...
Yeah, Saturday was worse.
It's hard to put that over there and just pretend like it's a clean slate. It does feel that way because, the league just started two nights ago, and there were more games last night, and now there's a bunch tonight, and they're back in North America, and so... But, yeah, I was thinking today about how long will it be until they're, like, even in games with the teams in their division, will I be looking at, they've played two more or more than that the rest of the way? I mean, the schedule can be funny. Like, some teams are really busy in certain months and others aren't, so it always obviously evens out in the end. But you think about what it will feel like in January if they're chasing a spot or later than that and they have played two more games than everybody.
It won't be like that.
It probably won't, but I just feel like I'm already in a hole.
Right.
Yeah, I did not come home with 2 points, 3 points, 1 point, 4 points. I came up with none. Zero. I got 0 points. And it was two hockey games. And so it's hard. It gets in the way of the excitement that I think a lot. Well, I don't want to speak for anyone. People are going, and maybe they're going down there for the red carpet or blue and gold carpet thing and the party in the plaza, and they're fired up. And like, don't let me ruin your good time. I'll try my best to be excited about it.
Are you saying the season is not over?
The season is definitely not over, but I am. I mean, to hear that you're back where you were before Europe.
Not all the way, but.
Because I feel a little bit like we may have changed roles.
No, that again.
To an extent. Because I don't like feeling like this, but it's how I feel. Like, I'm just going to need to see you put something together before I want to give the speech about Thompson scoring 45 and Cousins scoring 30 and like all the things that need to happen and click into place for them to end this 13-year playoff drought. I just need to see some evidence that you can do it. Even if it's the old okey-doke and it's only for a month and it goes away by Thanksgiving, at least give me some reason to believe that you can do something substantive in the standings.
Well, that will be interesting because if there's enough, I'll say, if there's enough, if it's promising enough, like they do well enough that we get into the season month by month and the conversation is it for real? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot right. Better than what it's been like.
Yeah. Like,
and there will be doubters.
But if you at least get that starting, say, tonight, right, and move forward with it and you know, put something together, you can at least avoid us, me, you, having to sit in here going, well, you know, if they put a streak together here and win 7 out of 10 or something, like they can get right back in it. Like, that's how we usually sound around here by Christmas time, if not sooner. And so they're already 0 for 2, but, you know, there's a long way to go, obviously, and, you know, it's hockey. So maybe, you know, I don't know why they were so lousy. Particularly on Saturday, they've been doing a lot of work on the power play, and the power play comes home 0 for 6. So they start there. They're already 0 for 6 on the power play. And it was a big problem for this team last year. They've made changes to it, structural changes to it, and personnel changes too, to what they're trying to do and who they're trying to have do it. But the results were, you know, the same. Lousy. It was a lousy power play.
Yeah, really, I just want to have the conversation. I want to have the season.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it is important that they make it. That's the obvious goal, that they get in. But it could be worse than that, and it's been worse than that. Last year was worse than that. 3 years ago was worse. I mean, a lot of these years have been, where it's just not even interesting. And I want to think, like we all do, that this year at least will be interesting. What happens if it isn't? Who knows? I mean, there's just a lot of it's well earned. A lot of cynicism about the Sabres, and there's a lot of indifference, but there's that too. Just an unwillingness to, no benefit of the doubt. How about right. that? No benefit of the doubt. You know, the last couple of years they've had problems that were known, and even on the outside, perhaps, especially 2 years ago, pretty easy to recognize. And they sat there. And so what is that? That's probably not an ignorance to what the problems were, what they needed to have be better. It's more an unwillingness to really go after it. And that's kind of what sets the Sabres apart, not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there doesn't change until we see it change. And if they have, maybe they'll just be amazing, but it's not that way yet. You know, you want to get some distance into the season before you draw any conclusions. Once we get there, and if it doesn't look like it's going to work out, what are they going to do about it?
Right, it'd be a lot easier for me, anyway, speaking only for myself. I don't, on this specifically, on whether you have high hopes for this season or are optimistic about this season or whatever. Like, I do not want to seem like I think I know how people are all doing out there. I just know how I'm doing, and it would be a lot easier to get behind, oh, well, tough start in Europe, but, you know, you're coming home and you got this coach and I believe in these players, if you weren't sitting on 13 years. Like, I mean, obviously, if there were something recent that you could touch or like, you know, psychically point to and go like, well, you know, yeah, okay, I've seen it. I know it. I believe in it. I know they can do it. But you don't have that. So that makes it really hard. It feels, I mean, feels all too familiar, like the Bills drought, where year in, year out, like the first few years of it, you're like, well, you know, if T.O. this, or if Ryan Fitzpatrick that, or whatever, right? And you put this all together, maybe Aaron Schobel leads the league in sacks, or whatever flimsy structure you build in your head to get optimistic. It gets harder year over year over year to do that. By 10 years into the Bills drought, I was done doing it. And here we are, 13 years with the Sabres. I can't give the speech. I know how to do it. I've heard people do it. I just don't have it in me anymore. I mean, it's all pretty obvious. If the goalie's good again and they reclaim their scoring touch and are better defensively, playoff, poof, that's it. But doing all that seems like a lot harder for this organization than maybe it should be. I don't know. They just can't get there. So
I think generally, like the Bills years, a lot of those, there were two things that I'm thinking of that kind of were the ball game when it came to those seasons. Like even look, trying to be optimistic, looking ahead to the seasons. One is New England exists.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
So you had like a near impossible task of being better than them. And actually beating them out for an AFC East title. You could have made a wild card, which eventually happened. But so, like, you're in pretty bad just right away, automatically. And there's a little bit of that with the Sabres. I mean, it's not like it's not like there's one team.
Right.
But it's a little bit the same. You have 3 to 4 teams over the years that have been excellent, which gives you very little breathing room.
Yeah, so, and if one of them, if anybody's aging out, Tampa or Florida, or Tampa or Boston, Florida got the last spot. Florida got the spot you were striving for season before last. They beat you out by a point to make the playoffs, and now they're Boston. They're just there at the top, and good luck knocking them off. Like, they're not coming back to you. I don't think Toronto really is. I mean, they had a weird night last night. They really got goalied in Montreal last night. Toronto, they were vastly the better team. I watched almost every minute of that game, but they didn't score, and Montreal got one, and there you go. That's hockey. You know, Tampa might be vulnerable. Boston might be vulnerable, but look out, here comes Detroit. Here comes Ottawa. Like, these other teams that have been rebuilding along with the Sabres may be more ready than you to take a spot if one of those teams falters in front of you. So, yeah, it is. It's not exactly like New England because it's not one team in the way specifically, but yeah, there's...
It is, though. It is, right? Like, you're playing for second. And here you're playing for fourth, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah,
it could go better than that. The other thing I was going to say, thinking about like the Bills drought, it was more philosophical about like why they weren't going to be good than it was a lack of effort. I mean, it's not like they were the most aggressive team or anything, but they drafted their players and free agency wise. I mean, overall. I feel like there was enough, just maybe not every time, but enough of an effort. I don't remember really having the effort question with the Bills in those years. I mean, just overall. And that's in my way with the Sabres. Absolutely in my way. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to do? What are they willing to do? They weren't willing to spend to the cap. You know, they've never, I shouldn't say never, but even going back several years now, like, you want that big move and... it's easy to think that it's possible, but still, like, for one reason or another, Ehlers is not on the team yet, still somehow, like, just for one guy. It's just, it's really a forced effort for me to think that this time will be different, that they will be, you know, we got to get in and make some kind of move to get better. That was the blue line 2 years ago when they were close. And, I mean, you thought goaltending, too, could have been the move, and they just didn't make it. So that, I think, is different from the Bills. Just it's worse this way. It's worse if you think your team is just maybe not going to try like that.
Yeah, that's another thing that gets in the way. Like, we've seen the Bills just last year. They needed a corner. They made a trade for a corner.
Yeah.
And that really worked out great for them. I mean, they got the right guy at the right time, and it really helped them. These last 2 years, you're right, whether it was defense or goaltending, I mean, I have my own theory about why they didn't make a move for a goalie 2 years ago. I think they were scared that it might cause Devon Levi to not sign with them. And, think about that. Like, I don't have to be right about that, but, like, if your reputation is so shaky that you have to worry about a college kid saying no because you made a trade for your name here, some NHL goalie that could have helped you make the playoffs in a year where you missed by a point and your goaltending was bad. Lukanen did not hit 2 years ago. I mean, just that's a horrible place to be. Whether they can make trades or not, whether GMs want to deal with them, there's so many things that get in the way, but the inaction of the last two seasons, that's why I reacted so strongly when I found out about this Oposo quote from the spring, talking about how back in October and November, way before he got traded to Florida and went and won the cup, like, we knew something was off, we didn't have it, and nothing. So even if there's a tough start and you want to give it's a long season speech, I've got an organization that has been paralyzed the last two winters about doing anything to change when it's obvious there's a problem. And so I don't have any faith that if they're hovering around 500 and need a guy for this or a guy for that, that they're going to go do it, because they haven't done it the last 2 years. Like, they didn't have to miss last year. Like, they were alive for a bit, but they didn't have enough. And the coach, I think, really held them back last year, sadly, because everybody loved Don Granato, but it unraveled on him. So that's a terrible place to be. If you in pro sports, you don't think your team is going to act. Like, they don't have to do the thing I want them to do necessarily, but something would be nice to try to alter the course and not just hope it all comes together with what you thought it was going to be in the summer.
Probably should have made a big move like this week then, after those two losses. No, it will take some time, but it's really a question of faith. And everybody would have their own feelings about that. I can tell yours and mostly mine too, or really, there's been a lot of damage over the years. So, hey, it's home opener tonight, and that's a fun time. You could be optimistic. This is the easiest time to be optimistic about a team when they're not buried yet. No individual goal songs, Bulldog. I know you're upset about that. You loved that playlist, and we don't have that to look at. Is that because it's like anti-team, maybe? Is that why they're doing that? They couldn't be doing it just because it's easier to have one song.
I don't know. I don't know.
A coaching change, maybe, and let's not be individuals here.
Everybody eats.
Everybody eats. Play for the crest, not the name on the back.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, the opportunity to make it a Bob Dylan song is there for them. I mean, I doubt that's the plan, because I would imagine they had a choice already picked out before Bob Dylan tweeted yesterday that he met a Sabre in the elevator in Prague and was invited to their game. But sadly, he was performing that night in Prague as well.
Hmm.
How are we almost 21 hours from that news? I'm going to use news here, bringing that Bob Dylan met a member of the Sabres in an elevator at a hotel in Europe. How are we through the morning skate and all the interviews, and I still don't know who it is. I'm really upset about this. I thought for sure that it would be something that would have come up.
Who do you want it to be?
I want it to be Zach Benson. Mostly because Paul dismissed him as an option yesterday.
Like,
I'll bet Benson doesn't know. And I'm over here. I didn't say this to Paul last night, but I'm thinking, how do kids find out about Bob Dylan? Their parents dig Bob Dylan. Like, I don't know anything. All I know about Benson's parents is that they ran a carnival company and traveled around Western Canada setting up carnivals.
I didn't know that.
Those are some people that could be into Bob Dylan, as far as I'm concerned. Like, they're not disqualified from loving Bob Dylan, so I would love it if it were Zach Benson. And you're like, I got in the elevator and Bob, I was like, Bob Dylan!
I mean, half the team is 23 or younger,
right?
So what's the difference between 23 and 19,
yeah,
I guess? But
I don't know.
I mean, Alan listened to Sinatra.
Right. I mean, I never saw Hank Williams perform when I was a little kid, but I damn well knew who he was because of my parents. So anyway, I hope it's bad. I just want the mystery solved. Is all. I'd like to know who it was, and if it was even actually a player,
right?
You know, because like for Bob Dylan, like somebody wearing a Sabre logo on their sweatshirt or something, that could qualify as a member of the Buffalo Sabres to him.
Sure, yeah.
So
he's up there in years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
How well does he follow the league?
Right.
You want one of the players to come forward. Maybe they will. Sabres and Kings, pregame at 6 with Paul. Both minus 110. Coin flip.
Yeah, I saw that.
You got your hat trick bet?
It hurts the hat trick bet. I mean, because if they're not favored, the Kings, I think, are favored on the puck line, minus the 1.5. So the Sabres plus 1.5 is like minus 200 something. Like, that's terrible. At least, like, if I'm going to make the Thompson bet, it's best when the Sabres are an underdog and I can get a plus 110 or 120 on the money line, or excuse me, what is that one called?
You called it the puck line.
The puck line. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so I had to throw in the over under on it just to boost the odds.
What are we playing? We're playing hat trick and then the total.
Yeah, and a Sabre win. Yeah,
money line.
Yeah,
minus 110. Ish,
yes.
At least.
That's what I got. That's when I put it in. That's what it was.
What will Joe Ostrowski think of tonight's Sabres-Kings game? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing at all. Maybe no opinion. But we will talk week 6 in the NFL, Bills-Jets, Monday night, some latest on the MVP race and more with Joe. Tonight's game as well, San Francisco at Seattle in the Thursday night game on Prime. Sal Capaccio at 4, and again, pregame coverage starts at 6, Sabres versus L.A. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Keep it handy. 803-0550 is the number. Back with Joe Ostrowski after this. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.